Right? Well, either ben shnei dekolim. Somebody walks in between two palm trees, also it's no good. It's bad for the mazikim. We'll soon see the tanoim. If somebody drinks borrowed water, you borrowed water from somebody else and then you drank, it's also not so good. We'll soon see why. And if somebody spilled water on the ground, and now somebody walks over that water, that's also bad. There's ruach ra there, and it'll be harmful to you. Even if your wife spilled out the water in front of you, you saw her spill out the water, still, you should not walk over that water. There's a question of ruach ra there. Maybe you'll be mazik, it'll harm you. Now the Gemara explains each one. Hanifna bein dekel l'kaisel, if you have to go between the palm tree and the wall, loyamorin, it's only said that it's bad for you, el delestle arbamis. There's no space of daladamis between the dekel and the kaisel and the wall. Avaliste arbamis, if there's a space of four amis between the palm tree and the wall, leslan bo. Then you don't have to be afraid of these mazikim. So to Rashbam, why? Elod lehevi arbamis, the first one of the big lines. The pshat is, the shadim walk there. That's the path of the shadim. They like to walk near the wall, and between the palm tree and the wall, they need like a good dal damas to walk. So if there's no dal damas there, so you're in their way. So if you're going to be nifna there, while you're doing it, they're going to come and be mazik you. So Rashbam, the loyshavak ravcha l'shei the laver bendek l'kaisel, mishumachi mazik le, like you're starting up with them. Therefore they'll be mazik you. But if there's four amas there, so they have enough space to walk through, they won't bother you. V'chiles lay arbamis, when there's no arbamis, lo'ermo ne'o deleka dir chachrina, when there's no other road. Now this is the only road the demons, the shaytan, have to walk. So if you're there in their way, they'll bop you off. Avalika dir chachrina, if there's another way for them to go, leslan bo, by sedem de mazikim, are nice people. They won't bother you, they'll see this road is stuck, they'll go someplace else. Trash v'shbam el deleka dir chachrina. Since there's no other road to go and the shade has to go, whatever that means, he has to go, he has to pass by, so he'll knock you off. You're in his way. You're taking away his road. Therefore he'll hurt you. But if there's another road, he's a nice guy, the shade, he won't bother you, he'll go the other road. That's what's bad if you be nifner, bang between a dekel and a kaisel, if there's no daldamis and there's no other road. Right, somebody walks through two palm trees. There's no rishus, there's no path to walk through those palm trees. But if there's a street going through these two palm trees, then there's nothing wrong with it. Since the rabbin walks through these two palm trees, the mazikim have no right to bother you. Shein la liglos rabim. They have no right to steal from the rabim. So once the rabim walks through there, it's like their property. The mazikim can't go there. But if there's no rabim walking through, so then his inyavai says not to walk through two palm trees. Right. I don't know if people are makpid to not. This could be in Magaya here. It's on the sides of the streets. You have a lot of times palm trees. So walk in between the palm trees. When this gemara is something you have to watch out for the mazikim. But again, I don't know. What? Yeah, if you have some all on the streets itself, on the sides of the streets, you have a row of palm trees. There's no Rosh Hashanah walking in between there.
No, it's in the street.
No, Rosh Hashanah means like there's a palm tree and a palm tree, and the Rosh Hashanah walks in between it. So then you're allowed to walk in between because that's your right to walk there. Let's say on the side of the street you have palm trees here, the Rabbim don't, but could walk through here. So then the Shade has the right to say, this is my property, private property, don't come here. But like I said, I don't think as long as there we're chayshit too much for the Mazikim. Right. Somebody drinks borrowed water. Loya Marin is only said el de shalimu cotton. If a cotton, a small person, a cotton, a kid, borrowed the water. Avogadol left lambo. But if a godol borrowed the water, an adult, then the mazikim don't bother you. The afilu shalimu cotton, even if a cotton, a kid, borrowed the water, namilo Marin el besod. It's only said in the fields. The leshchichi. There's not so much water on the fields. And if I says, then the mazik gets thirsty, he wants to take the water, so he'll harm you. He wants to get the water. Avu b'yir de shchicha, but in the city that there's a lot of water, leslan bo, then the mazik won't bother you. Like he'll take other water. It does not take away your water. Rashbam. Lo yamaran de shura, de shura lamayim, that the mazik will come on the mayim, ele besodim. In the fields, le shchicha maya. O mosra nasha lishtais. and the shade wants to drink water, whatever that means, so take away your water. Mashenkin, in their city, that there's a lot of other water, he won't start up with you. Only on water. But if you drink beer or wine in the fields, then the mazikim, the ruach ra, won't come on you. He doesn't like beer and wine. He only likes water. If somebody walks over spilled water, it's also bad. The Gemara says, you did not sprinkle any dirt on top of the water. You did not spit inside it. But if you poured some sand or dust into this water, or else you spit your saliva in there, then the mazikim go away from it. You did not spread any dirt over this water. But if you did, then the mazikim goes away. Also, if the sun did not go over it. And 60 steps, like 60 people, didn't go over it yet. But if the sun went past this, over this water, and 60 steps went over it, then you don't have to be afraid of this water. You could take it, you could drink it, you don't have to be afraid of this water. If you're not riding a chamor donkey, you're not wearing shoes. If you're riding a donkey, you're wearing shoes, then you don't have to be afraid of this of the mazikim. This is only when we're only afraid of this mazikim. We're only afraid of the ruach ra. But in the case we have to be afraid of witchcraft, then we don't have to be afraid of witchcraft. In the case where you know there are ladies there that do witchcraft, whenever you see spilled water on the ground, you have to be afraid that those witches put it there, and they put their witchcraft into it, and if you go near that water, it could harm you. Even though you did all these things, the sun went over it, and you're wearing shoes, still you have to be afraid of it. Because it was a Maisak Yehu Gavriel. The Roch of Chamri was riding a donkey. And he was wearing shoes. And he walked over, he was riding over this water. And his shoes like shrunk. And his feet also shrunk. Because Machmas, the witchcraft, it happened to him. So you have to be careful. Rishbam says, Gomad means Misani, Niskatso Manolim. His shoes shrunk. And Vitzavakarya Yovshiraglov. His feet also are dried up. Vaisa's cause the witchcraft was working on it. So if you see spilled water on the floor, stay away from it. Tana Rabbanan, Shloisha, three things, Ein Mamatziyin. They should not go in between two of us. Ein Mamatziyin, Zatrashi, Rashbam. Ein Mamatziyin, that we should not go between them. For Lai, Lai Mamatziyin, Rashbam says, means, Lo Yavru Bein Anoshim. These things, three things, should not go in between two men. For Lai Mamatziyin means, we should not go in between them. The Elohim, these are them. Hakelov, a dog. Hey, you should not let a dog walk in between two men, and a man should not walk in between two dogs. The Hadekel, you should not walk in between two palm trees, and two men should not walk on two sides of a palm tree. The Isha, and a lady. A lady should not walk in between two men, and two men, and a man should not walk in between two ladies. The Yeshemim, son, say Afachazar, even a pig, also the same thing. Don't walk in between two of them, and don't let a pig walk in between two men. Even a snake also. Yeah. Let's say you did walk, let's say a dog walked in between two men, or two men walked in between a dog. What should you do? Maitakante is Omara Papa. Niftach Pekel. Say a posik that starts with the word kale. Vinifsik Pekel. Let the posik end with the word kale. Inami Niftach Peloy. A posik starts with the word loy. Vinasik Peloy. And ends off with the word loy. So Rishbam says, Niftach Pekel Vinasayim Pekel. Kale Umatsim Mitzrayim. Kiloy Nochash Beyakov. Ad Mapo Kale. So it starts with a kale and ends off with kale. Whereas Niftach Peloy. Or Messiah Beloy. Loyish Kale Vichosev. Ad loy kamenu. Starts off with a loy and ends off with a loy kamenu. These are the psukim you should say. The Marahani Beit Rei. There were two people. The Matsoyelu Isha Nida. There were two men walking, and an Isha that had the dam was running, was walked in between them. So Gemara says, in Tchilas Nidosi, if she's at the beginning of a Nidus, is her Regesechet Mehem. Something happened that this Isha is going to kill one of the two men. In Sais Nidosi, if she's at the end of a Nidus, Merivoy Sibneim, she's going to cause a fight between one of these two men. So Drashi, your Regesechet Mehem means Shemezekosoin, but Mashrofer Beneim. Doesn't mean she literally will kill them. It means this is also bad for the Mazikim. So if an Isha Nidah walks in between two men, she'll cause that the Mazikim will come and kill one of the two. For the Mara Maitakante, what should you do to save yourself? Niftach b'keil, again, say this pasuk that starts with keil, v'nasa b'keil, and ends off with the word keil. So Mara Hani Trei Nashi, you see two ladies, the Yasmin b'pashas drochim, they're sitting on the highway, they're sitting at the end of the road. Choda b'gisa, one on this side of the road, the shril, v'choda b'idah gisa, and one is sitting on the other side of the road. U'mizchavnen apayil adodi, and they're looking at one and the other, you should know, Vadei b'kshofim askinim. These are two witches here, and they're doing things of witchcraft, and you have to be careful, don't go near them. Maitakante, what should you do if you see them? If you see another road, fast change routes, and go over the other road. Don't go near the witches. There's no other road, and you have to go here. Is if you have another man you'll meet on the road, is ninka balat liyode, grab hold of his hand, vadi adodi, v'nechalfin, walk together. Hey, hold hands and walk together, they'll be alright, they won't be able to harm you. V'lekin ishachrin, if there's no other man next to you, name ahochi, this is what you should say, when you're afraid you're going to walk now in between two witches, is say these words, agris, azlis, asya, velusya, miskatla v'chekibel, that they should be killed with arrows. The Rashbam says, agro, azlo, usya, belusa. Oysan shadim, sha'atem, oyskis, bem, b'kshofim, that these are names of the demons that you work with for your witchcraft, is miskatelas b'chei kibu, means kvar harug yamein b'chitzim. They were already killed with arrows. Kema yamochei kiblu, kach sham rabbeinu merabbi. This is what you should tell, like this. You should say over these things, that these demons were already killed with arrows. If somebody meets a lady, at the time she's coming back from the mikvah, she went to the mikvah, mitzvah, she's coming back from the mikvah. So if a man meets her, so Pasha, I don't think it means the husband, it means if another man. If another man meets a lady that's coming up from the mikvah, if the man is going to have tashmis, I don't think it means with his ladies. I think it means if he'll go home at night and have tashmis with his own wife. But if he's going to have it first, achtelay l'diday, ruach zanunim. A ruach zanunim, like type of a shade, zanunim, will give him bad thoughts, will grab a hold of him. Ihi kodma, let's say she does it first. Let's say she has tashmis first. Il meshamsha is achtelay l'diday, ruach zanunim. Then this ruach, this bad ruach, the bad spirits of bad thoughts will enter her. Maitakante, what should you do to get rid of these bad thoughts, these bad ruach znunim, is leimohi, say this pasuk of Tillim, that shoifech buz al medivim vayasein besoil adorach. Throw away these bad things, don't let them bother me. That's the pasuk you should say to take away these bad thoughts. Yeah. Amar Rav Yitzchak, my dear Siv, what does the pasuk say? Gam ki elech begeit samovus, and I go through the shades of the death, la'ira ru, I won't be afraid. Ki ati modi, because you're with me. So what does it mean you go begeit samovus, you go through the valley of death? What does that mean? Sehayoshon v'til deku yichidi. Somebody goes to sleep at night in the shade of a single palm tree. Uvetzel levon, or else he goes to sleep at night in the shade from the moon. He goes in an open field, but only the moon is there, he goes to sleep. That's called begeit samovus. Uvetzel deku yichidi, after you go to sleep at night by the shade of a single palm tree, le'amorin, it was only said that the shade from one palm tree does not reach the next palm tree. But if the shade from one palm tree reaches the next palm tree, less than bo, then you don't have to be afraid. That's how we learned. Hayoshin v'tzel deku yichidi. If somebody sleeps a night by the shade of a single palm tree, v'chotzer in his own backyard, or else v'yoshem b'tzel levoina, somebody sleeps in the shade of the moon, is dama b'roishay. It says what? He has to be afraid of the mazikim, and it's like putting head into danger. He's like putting his blood in his head, like he's putting himself into danger to be killed. Hechidami, how are we talking about? If we're talking about that one palm tree, its shade does not reach the next palm tree. Is afilu b'sadanami? Why does it say only in the chotzer? Then it's done of roishay. Look, even in the open fields also. That was the first brisa. Mashem, any time you sleep, there's only one palm under the shade in the palm tree. Backyard, even in the fields also, it should be the same way. El olav shemamina. What did we learn from this? About the chotzer in your own backyard, afagav the nofo tula the chavri alayu is also a sakona. Shemamina, that it's a bad thing. So the difference. If you're sleeping in your own backyard, at any time it's bad. Even though one palm tree, the shade, reaches the next palm tree, still it's harmful. But if you're sleeping in the open field, then it depends. If there are two palm trees there and one shade reaches the other shade, it's not so bad. But if there's only one palm tree, that's when you have to be afraid of the mazikin. Tomorrow, if it's Sela Shalavona, and if you sleep in the tail, in the shadow of the moon, Le'amor Nasoni said Ela Bavarova. Only when the shadow is facing towards the west side. But it's facing towards the east side, then it's not so bad, like the Rashbam says. Ovetzel Shalavon Le'amor Ne'elabimarova. Hainu B'Sleif HaChodesh, at the end of the month, Shalavona Zerachas B'Mizrach, that the moon shines on the east side. V'yim Sheikhev Eitzel Kaisel, if you're sleeping near a wall, Letzat HaMarav, the wall is near the west side, Heviatzel B'Marav. Hey, since the Lovon is on the east side, so the shadow goes the other way, goes towards the west side. That's when you have to be afraid of the mazikim. Abu ben Nichosoi, Hainu Tchilas HaChodesh, but at the beginning of the month, Shelavon HaZorachas B'Marav, that the sun is shining on the west side, V'yoyis Tzel B'Mizrach, and then its shade, the shadow, goes towards the east side. Going to Sheikh of Eitz Lakaisa, but Saddam is Rachis, then there's nothing wrong with it. Let's learn more. Marahai man, the mafni agir do the dikla. Somebody that's mafnos has got to the base chisain, agir do the dikla, on the stump of a palm tree. As the palm tree was cut there, and he went to go on the stump of the palm tree. Is ach the lel of the day, ruach palga. This ruach, this spirit, this demon called Talga, he's going to grab a hold of you. Spare it for him. Don't do it. The Shabbos in the bottom is the mafna gira dikla. Deko cuts. If you have a cut palm tree, so this ruach Talga, this type of a demon called Talga, he'll grab a hold of you. V'hai man de matzli. If somebody leans his head on the stump of a palm tree, a spirit called Tzrodi, he'll grab a hold of you. If somebody walks over a cut palm tree, is imikta kotel, if the tree was cut down, imikta, the tree was cut down, kotel, you should know you're putting yourself into danger to be killed also. Iyakir, if the tree was uprooted, miyakir, umayis, you'll also be uprooted and killed. Trash Rashbam, imikta kotel, imikta silon, if the tree was cut down, neragish, this person that walks over the pieces of it will be killed. Viyimnekirilon, hishmeis, it's the same thing. Or one will be killed and one will die. He'll die. So if the tree was uprooted and you walk over it, Yishnel, you'll die from it. Now, Hanimili, when was this said? Tleimonach kariyalayu. If you don't put your foot on top of the tree, on top of this branch, avomonach kariyalayu, if you put your foot on top of this branch, less lambur, then nothing will happen to you. Exactly what this Gemara means, I don't know, but I call upon him as Gemara. Right, the Chamisha Tulei Heve. There are five different types of shades. Tula de Dikla, Yechida. There is a shade that comes from the palm tree. Tula de Kanda. There's a shade that comes from this type of a tree called Kanda. So it's Rashbam. Chamisha Tulei Heve. Sheruach Roa Shara Tachtein. Also, that there's the bad things for the Mazikim. The Ruach Roa, the bad spirits are there. One is under the shade of a palm tree, like we had before. If somebody sleeps at night under the shade of a palm tree, it's a sakonas nefoshes. Who are then tula the kanda sheimilan? If you sleep under the shade of this tree called kanda, it's also bad. Tula de parcha, another type of a tree. Or Rashbam says slaf, a caper bush tree. Tula de zardosa, another type of a bush. And ika the army, some say av tula de arva, even the shade of willows are also bad for you. The tula de arvosa, and also the shade of an arvosa, another type of a growth. Rashbam says, "Watul di arva nafget." Tul di arva means a ship. Rashbam, tul di arva means the shade of a ship, and tul di arvosa means sail ilan arovon. the shade of willows. So these shades are also bare, don't go near them. Klala de milsa, what's the klala of all these things? They're called the nofeshans, for anything that has a lot of branches, koshi tule. Then its shade is very bare, that's where the mazikim like to live, and if you go near that shade, maybe it will harm you. The chol de koshi, siluya, koshi tula. Trashi, siluya eitz, at any time the wood is very hard, and any time the wood is very hard, then the shade is also hard. Levar excluding Mochru Masoi. Except from this type of a tree. That Afagav the Koshi Sila, even though the wood is very hard here, La Koshi Tule. But I call upon him, the shade is not so big on this thing. The Omri Law Shada.
Yeah, the Omer lo Shedo lebro, is that this shade said to a son, heis pircho nafshecho michru masa, heis that you should fly away from this tree called michru masa. Why? The yehu the kotul liavuch, because this tree is what caused your father to die. The kotul liday, and it also killed him. And Omer Rav Ashi said, chazino Rav Kana. I saw Rav Kana deporish mikula tule, that he used to stay away from all types of shades. All right, we'll stop here.